You know, we got plans. It's heading into the weekend. I always love our motivations going into the weekend. Hey, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way. And if you don't, you'll find an excuse. And it's okay. Sometimes you don't want to do things. You're tired. You're busy. But identify it as such. Don't make yourself feel powerless. It's like procrastination. Sometimes you need to ask yourself exactly why you're procrastinating doing that thing you need to do. Is it annoying? Okay. Do you need to do it anyway? Well, if the answer is yes, then stop fretting and berating yourself for not doing it every day and do it. You know, I will admit, I experienced this. I didn't end up going out to the ball field to meet Bluey, and I had been really, really excited about it. But I'd had a long week. I was really exhausted, and there was the chance of rain. And I took that. Now, the game did end up being canceled. Bluey was out there for a little bit before they canceled the game. But I was looking for it. I was like, oh, it's totally going to rain. I can recognize that. And I was a little disappointed in myself afterwards that I didn't, you know, find a way to go out there. Now, I know it was canceled, but I was looking for an excuse. I was not trying to make it happen, to make sure that it happened. And I did end up beating myself up about that. That's what's bad about these the procrastination and the looking for excuses, because when it is something that internally you do want to do and you at one point were really excited about, once you find that excuse for yourself, it actually doesn't feel good, even though you got out of it. And it's inevitable that we will encounter obstacles on our path to achieving our goals. But if we really want it, whether it's going back to school or just making time to get together with our friends, we can't succumb to the temptation to find an excuse. And excuses can be fear, they can be self-doubt, or simply a lack of motivation. But there will always be available a convenient rationale for why we can't or won't do the things we want for ourselves. And the path may be challenging, and you might be tired, and the setbacks are inevitable. But as long as your desire remains steadfast, you can and will find a way forward. So, as you dream of the things you want to do for your future or just with your day tomorrow, I hope you wake up looking not for an excuse, but for a way.